You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the short story called The Cam Games. This story is written and created by Jason Crow. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
The Cam Games, by Jason Crow. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, I opened my eyes and looked at my best friend, Brody, lying beside me in bed. Brody and I have been best friends since kindergarten, and we did everything together. We were both 12. Going on 13, hardly ever argued, and had loads of fun together. This weekend, Brody's parents were out of town for a short holiday, and asked my parents if Brody could stay with us. Since this happened a couple of times before with me sleeping over at Brody's place, this wasn't a problem. My parents were glad they could return the favor. Our school had planned a teacher's day on Friday, causing us to have a long weekend. When his parents noticed this in our schedule, they booked a short vacation to the Bahamas. So it was Friday morning, and we still had 3 days and 2 nights of fun ahead of us. Looking at my best friend lying beside me, my eyes roamed over his skinny chest and tight belly. His outward belly button looked funny compared to my inner one. The Ralph Lauren logo and text on the waistband of his boxers were visible, but right below it, the blanket covered his lower body. His arms were above his head, and as my eyes moved upward, I checked out his small nipples and ribs, which were now clearly visible as his skin stretched over his torso. I went past his pits, which were just as hairless as mine, and ended on his freckle-covered face. His eyes moved rapidly behind his closed eyelids, indicating he was about to wake up. I was looking forward to spending 3 full days together, even though the weather forecast was awful. Snow and heavy winds were predicted, which probably meant 3 days inside our suburban home. Visiting the city together as we had planned earlier wasn't going to be an option. My morning wood was becoming annoying, so I got up quickly and did my business. This way, I wouldn't have to show my tent to Brody and make us both feel awkward, just like last time when I saw Brody's tent during a sleepover at their place. Brody blushed when he saw me looking but didn't bother covering up. From what I saw then, Brody's dick seemed bigger than mine, but with it being covered and me not trying to look too obviously at it, I wasn't sure. When I got up and walked past the bed toward the bathroom, Brody began to stir. As I pointed my willy down toward the bowl and my bladder emptied itself, I wondered what the days ahead of us would bring. We could play on the PlayStation, but I doubted Mom would allow us to do that all day. I put my dick back in my boxers and adjusted myself. As I returned to the room, Brody was stretching lazily, and he had kicked down the blanket a little. But it was enough for me to see his tinted boxers. Again, I tried not to look at it too obviously, but as I crawled onto the bed next to my best friend, I had a good enough look to be sure he was a bit bigger than me. And I could even make out the rim of his cut dickhead. It didn't bother me at all. It was no more than an observation. I was perfectly happy with my dick. I wasn't exactly small at 3.5 inches soft and 5 hard. At least not according to the sex stuff I read online and at school. According to these books, I had a pretty decent sized dick for a 12-year-old. "Morning," I said cheerfully as Brody kept stretching and yawning loudly. Brody grumbled, but the smile on his face was a telltale sign that he was wide awake. He propped himself on his elbows and said, "I need to take a piss." He got up, giving me another good look at his tinted blue and white striped boxer briefs. He wiggled his ass at me and giggled loudly as he left the room. I laid on my back and listened to Brody doing his business. We both laughed loudly as he let one rip. After he flushed, I expected him to come back. But it took longer than usual, so I called out. The moment I did this, he came running into my room, and with a loud, bear-like roar, he jumped onto the bed, threw himself at me, and started tickling me all over. Brody knew all my ticklish spots and went for them as much as possible. I was squirming uncontrollably on the bed, and during all this roughhousing, he climbed on top of me and straddled my waist. I was gasping for air and yelled, "Stop it!" between my laughs while squirming on the bed. "Say I'm the greatest!" Brody laughed. "Never!" Brody squeezed his legs firmly against my sides and gripped my wrists as my arms were above my head. I was stronger than him, but I couldn't do much about it since I was out of breath, and he had the upper hand. Brody leaned forward and made an obscene noise deep in his throat. He was creating a big glob of spit, and moments later, I saw it appear between his lips. I kept squirming in an attempt to free myself. But as I did this, I felt my dick rub against his butt. At the same time, I felt his dick and balls pressed against my belly. I don't know why, but this triggered something. I felt myself grow stiff and knew there was nothing I could do anymore to stop it from happening. Brody saw my flushed face, and a questioning look appeared on his face. A few agonizing moments later, he pressed his butt firmly on my now hard dick, and his look quickly morphed into one of surprise. I felt movement at the front of his underwear, which was still pressed against my belly, and wondered what would happen next. It was as if time stood still for a couple of moments as we looked at each other. Brody grinned and rolled off of me. He lay down on the bed next to me and looked at the ceiling. I quickly covered my tent with my hands and stammered, "It's..." As he put his hands behind his head, not bothering to cover up, he was quiet for a couple of moments before he said, "Yeah. I know. Me too." After more moments filled with silence, we looked at each other and bursted into giggles. We were comfortable enough with each other to talk about pretty much everything. I even convinced Brody that he should try to jerk off the moment I discovered the fine art of masturbation. We just never did stuff like this together. After we were about 9 or 10, we didn't see each other naked anymore. We didn't do this deliberately, but we heard stories about gay men. In the social circle our parents and we were in, people acted like being gay was okay. But when the opportunity was there, and people spoke their minds, it turned out they thought it was filthy and despicable. So we were basically taught that being gay was wrong. And we didn't want to be labeled as gay. That would be social suicide. So when we would have to change into our swimming trunks or change underwear, we would turn our backs toward each other and change quickly. That would take away all the possibilities of being labeled as gay. So boning up during an underwear-clad wrestling match was one of these things that would definitely qualify as gay. But since we both got hard, and nobody was around to notice, I was okay with leaving it like this. It was awkward, that's for sure. But judging by Brody's giggling, he was also fine with letting it go. "Nathan! Brody!" Mom shouted from downstairs. "What?" I asked. "Breakfast is ready. We're coming!" I shouted. We both put on our sweatpants and a t-shirt. This was our usual lounging outfit, and considering the weather outside, there would be a lot of lounging going on today. The smell of bacon made my mouth water as I entered the kitchen. I sat down at the counter next to Dad, who was reading the newspaper, and said, "Smells good, Mom." "It sure does, Mrs. Powell," Brody added. Mom just smiled at us and started cleaning the counter. Brody looked at me and urged me on with his eyes. It took me a second to realize what he meant. "Oh, right," I mumbled and swallowed my food. "Mom? Can we play on the PlayStation today? I mean, the weather will be bad and..." "Of course you can, dear. But I think your father and I have a nice surprise for you," she said, looking at Dad, who got up and walked into the hallway. I had no idea what the surprise would be, so I looked questioningly at Brody, who shrugged and pulled about the same face as me. Dad came back with a box in his hand. It was gift-wrapped and had a big red ribbon tied around it. "What's this?" I asked, completely clueless, and I looked at Brody. "Here you go, son," Dad said as he handed me the box with a proud smile on his face. "You need one for school in a couple of weeks anyway," Mom said as I eagerly unwrapped the box. "A new laptop!" I shouted excitedly. I got up and tightly hugged Mom and Dad. This was totally unexpected but so cool. "Thank you!" I said, bouncing with joy. "You're welcome, dear. You need one for school," so your dad and I discussed it. This one had a nice discount and fits the specs. And considering the weather this weekend, we thought the two of you could. I didn't let her finish and hugged her again. This was precisely the laptop I wanted, and now I had it. I looked at my parents as they smiled warmly at me. "You can still play on the PlayStation if you want," Dad said as he softly punched me on my shoulder. "But there will be some rules about that laptop after this weekend," Mom said, trying to sound stern. "Of course," I said, "but... wow! Thank you so much!" After more hugs and Dad's announcement that he was off to work, Brody and I went upstairs to my room. "This is so cool, dude," he said as I placed the laptop on my desk. "No shit! I never expected this. I mean, I knew I'd get one for school but figured I'd have to wait until next year. What are we gonna do now?" We spent the next hour and a half connecting to the Wi-Fi, installing updates and software, and exploring our current options. After we got bored, Brody grabbed my old, agonizingly slow laptop, and we started playing a couple of online games together. But that grew old quickly, and when Brody went to take a piss, I felt bold and clicked on a link with a big-breasted woman who looked seductively into the camera. She pushed her bra-covered boobs forward, and I felt a slight stir in my underwear. I wasn't really into big boobs, but at 12, everything related to girls or women was almost irresistible to ignore. I didn't expect the link to open, but apparently, Dad hadn't added this new laptop to our family filter yet. The site they opened didn't show a lot of forbidden flesh. It was more of a softcore site than actual porn, but things like side boobs and the illusion of sex were all over it. As I was looking at all of this, Brody said, "Whoa! Dude? Shit! You scared me, bro!" I said as my heart rate was spiking. Brody sat down next to me on my chair. Since both our asses were small, we easily fitted on a single chair. "Check out our tits," he said as he pointed to one of the pictures on the screen. "They're huge!" We both jumped from our seats when Mom shouted, "Nathan! Brody!" I felt my heartbeat in my throat. But I cleared my throat, managed to steady my voice, and replied, "What, Mom?" "I'm going to the boutique for a couple of hours. Dolores called in sick." Dolores was Mom's co-worker in this little shop they owned together. They sold all sorts of antiques and artsy stuff. "Okay, Mom!" I shouted back, smiling at my best friend. "I'm not sure how long I'll be gone with this weather, but there are some leftovers in the fridge, okay?" "No problem. Be careful. Don't burn down the house," she said, and I heard the door close. She scared me shitless. Brody giggled. We sat back down and looked at my laptop again, and I said, "Yeah. Me too. At least we won't be disturbed now." As we sat there, wide-eyed, and we looked at all the stuff we never saw before, I saw a link at the top right of the screen. It read amateur cams, and I had a good idea where this would lead, so I clicked on that, and when that page opened, a couple of obviously animated GIFs showed up. All of them showed women showing off their goods in their bedrooms. Some of these were high quality, but some of them were a bit grainy. The one thing they had in common was that the boobs were blurred. Under each GIF, a big "click here to subscribe" button showed. But when I clicked on it, a pop-up window showed that it was just $9.99 for a monthly subscription and that a credit card was required. "Damn it," I grumbled. "Hey, Nate?" Brody asked. "What?" I asked with unintended annoyance in my voice. "Last week, I heard about this site where people with webcams meet up. It's anonymous, and sometimes girls even show their boobs." "Fuck off. Girls don't do that anymore. They are too chicken that they'll end up on some revenge porn site," I said with a much friendlier voice. Brody was quiet for a few seconds when he said, "It's worth a shot, isn't it? This isn't getting us anywhere. And since you've got a 4K webcam now, I figure we'll get plenty of responses." I had to admit he was right. So I opened a new tab and typed in the URL. We browsed around for a couple of minutes and looked at the rules. These stated that hate messages, racism, and nudity were explicitly forbidden. "This doesn't seem promising," Brody mumbled. "At least it's free," I said and clicked on the browse link. A new window opened, and we had the option to select from a list of people, join a particular group, or randomly select another person to chat with. "Click that one," Brody said as he pointed at the Amazing Woman group. So I clicked on that one, the webcam light went on, and we saw each other in the bottom right corner of the screen. The window itself stayed black for a few seconds before a woman dressed in her bra showed up. She wasn't pretty, but she was not exactly ugly either. And she was in her bra, which was interesting, to say the least. "Hey, guys!" was her surprised but friendly reaction to seeing us. "Hi!" I said, as Brody just smiled sheepishly. "How old are you?" "Almost 13, Brody boasted. She smiled warmly and asked, "And you came here to see naked women?" I stammered, but Brody quickly sprung into action and said, "Yeah. We never saw any, and our parents installed this annoying filter software, so..." "I see," she said, and she was fiddling with something off-screen. "But you're a bit too young, I'm afraid. I don't want to get into trouble over this. But we won't tell anyone," Brody blurted out. "No. We won't tell a soul," I added. She was thinking for a few moments, and then her face got a weird look, and she said, "Tell you what. I show you my breasts so you guys have something to jack off to. But after I do this, we break the connection, so we won't get caught. How's that?" "Great," Brody said excitedly. She didn't waste any more time and seductively started lifting her bra. As more and more of her boobs appeared, I felt myself grow hard. It was stretching out my underwear and sweatpants, and Brody could probably see it, but I didn't care about that. My eyes were glued to the screen. When her bra and hands were high enough, her biggest boobs dropped suddenly, and we could see her nipples. "Awesome," I softly said. She started playing with her boobs and nipples for a few moments as she smiled coyly at us. "Close your mouths, boys," she giggled as she wiggled her boobs. I stammered. "Have fun together," she said, smiling broadly. Her hand went toward the screen, and a second later, we looked at a black frame on the monitor. I turned to look at Brody, and he looked absolutely stunned. "Wow," was all he said when he looked at me. His hand went to his lap, and I saw him handle the obvious tint in his sweats. I also had to get more comfortable, so I adjusted myself. "That was hot," I said. "Yeah. I got so hard by looking at her," Brody said as he kept his hand in his lap. This was actually the first time we spoke openly about this stuff. Getting hard or jerking off were topics we usually avoided. We knew we jerked since I was the one that told Brody about it. But I only spoke about it in general terms and the mechanics involving it. And after that, neither of us mentioned it anymore. Yeah. Me too, I admitted. Those tits. Man. Maybe there are more women like this. Let's try the next one, I said and clicked on the next button. An old woman appeared, and she got mad at us for perving on old women. So I quickly clicked on next again. The next one wasn't much better. She was about my mom's age and said that we needed to talk to girls our own age. This went on for a while. By now, my boner was gone, and I wasn't having much fun anymore. So when we were cut off again, I told Brody, "This sucks ass, man. Yeah. I was hoping to see more tits, but this is stupid. Let's do one more. And then we'll boot the PlayStation, okay?" When I clicked the button, it took a few seconds to connect. And when it joined, a black screen opened. We had this a few times earlier, and we both thought some fat potato farmer was watching and didn't want us to see him. So we looked at each other, and Brody said, "Let's quit the shit, Nate." "Hi, boys," a cheerful girlish voice said. We looked at each other again with puzzled looks. She sounded cool, so I said, "Hi. We can't see you." "I know. It's something stupid with this site. Since I'm underage, they'll ban me if I'm here too often." "Oh," I said, lost for words. "Why do you come here then?" Brody asked. Brody has always been better at talking to girls than me, so I figured letting him do the talking was the wisest. "To meet some cool, good-looking boys," she said. And after a dramatic pause, "Like you too." Brody smiled wickedly at the camera. But I didn't fall for this one. This could still be somebody with a voice changer or some shit like that. But Brody beat me to it when he asked, "Thanks. But we don't know if you're cute or not." "Fair enough. Let's change to Zoom or Skype. You know how to do that?" "Hey! You just said we're cool. Of course we know how to do that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be this cool, would we?" Brody smoothly replied. She gave us her Zoom handle, and we agreed to switch to that. When I closed the site, Brody said, "If she's some old fart or young girl, we quit right away, okay?" "Of course. But she, you know, sounded like she was our age." "Yeah, she did. But still," he said, his eyes widening when he looked at the screen. I turned my head to look too, and it was apparent why he looked that way. On screen, a beautiful girl of approximately our age was smiling at us. She was dressed in a tight, pink t-shirt which accentuated her round boobs. Her shoulder-length blonde hair hung loose around her face, and her curls made her look fantastic. But because of her hair, I couldn't judge her age correctly. The background was one of the stock backgrounds from Zoom. Brody and I figured the background didn't matter, so we didn't select any filters or anything. "Hi, guys. I'm Mandy," she said. "Nathan," I said, followed by Brody's, "I'm Brody." We chatted a bit and learned she was halfway across the country from us on the West Coast. She was 13, almost 14, and said she didn't have many friends. Her dad was some rich guy, and they had to move around a lot because of his job. And because of the risk of her being taken hostage, she was always surrounded by bodyguards. This combination didn't work well in making friends. At least, not according to Mandy. "Out of the blue," she said, "you look really cute."
"Who?
Me?" I asked.
"Both of you?
You've got a cute face," she said as she looked at Brody. Then she turned to me and said, "And you look like you've been working out a lot." "Thanks," I sheepishly said. "Take off your shirt and show me your muscles," she asked as if it was the most normal thing to ask. This caught me a bit off guard, but Brody did some quick thinking and said, "We'll both take off our shirts if you do too." I saw his smug grin and knew he put her back in her spot. But to my big surprise, and judging by Brody's face, he was just as surprised, she said, "Okay. Cool. Just a second." Her screen went black, and as it did, we quickly glanced wide-eyed at each other. A few moments later, her camera returned online, and she had removed her shirt. She smiled at us, and her white, blue-dotted bra showed off her well-shaped boobs.
"Cat got your tongue?" she asked, now with a smug grin of her own.
I stammered. Next to me, Brody wasn't wasting any time and took off his shirt. His underdeveloped chest made me proud, and I wanted to show off my muscles to this hot girl. So I also took off my shirt and threw it next to the bed.
"Ew!
Nice!" she purred as she looked at us. "You're not too bad yourself," Brody said all studly. She openly checked me out and asked, "Do you work out, Nathan?"
"Call me Nate.
And no, I play a few sports, so I'm kind of a natural," I boasted. I could feel Brody's pride being cracked beside me. I didn't do this intentionally, but it was nice to impress this girl. But he wouldn't be put into a corner, so as he pointed toward his crotch, he said, "Yeah. He's got something to compensate.
I don't."
He was bigger than me down there. That was a fact. And despite my raging hormones, I saw the humor in his comment. But my heart skipped a beat when Mandy said, "Oh really? Guess we have to check it out then."
"We do?"
Brody croaked.
"Oh yeah.
Why do you think I'm camming? I want to have fun. Real fun. But I said as I nervously rubbed the back of my head.
"Oh. I see. But this isn't a one-way street, guys.
You want us to whip out our dicks?" Brody asked, trying to sound all tough. "I wouldn't mind," she giggled, "but just seeing the bulges in your boxers would be fine." I let this sink in for a moment. I wouldn't mind showing my boxers to her. Especially considering she'd probably show something too. But when she said after a few seconds, "For now. I wasn't that confident anymore. But right after she said that, Brody started moving next to me. He was taking off his sweats and looked at me with a smile that I couldn't place. Was this his daring side that didn't want to chicken out? Did he want to outdo me? Was he horny? All I knew was that I wasn't going to be outsmarted by him. So I didn't wait any longer and slipped out of my sweats, ditching my socks as my pants came off. "So now what?" Brody asked as we looked at her broadly smiling face. "Sit close to each other and point the camera there." We did just that, and as I looked down, it couldn't be missed that we were both hard. Our boxers were tinted out, and it wasn't difficult to see whose dick was longer. "Hum," Mandy said, pretending to think, "I like you both. A lot. But it seems that Brody is indeed more muscular, which I like a lot. But Nathan is clearly a bit longer. Sorry, but no winner, guys." Brody smiled, but so did I. A longer dick only helps in the bedroom. But you have to get inside that bedroom first. Being muscular is what chicks liked, and I could see this when I took my shirt off. That way, it would be easier to get into her bedroom. And after that, it wouldn't matter too much since I wasn't exactly small down there either. We sat back down, and our upper half was in the frame again. Mandy smiled wickedly and said, "You guys are fun." "You aren't too bad yourself," Brody replied smoothly again. She looked thoughtfully, and after a couple of moments, she asked, "You know what the cam games are?" I looked over at Brody, and we both shrugged. So I said, "No. It doesn't ring a bell. It's a game where you'll have to do a couple of challenges to gain points. In the beginning, these challenges are pretty tame. But the more challenges you do, the more interesting it gets." "Okay," Brody said with doubt in his voice, representing my feelings about this game. "Look at it like a game of truth or dare, but without the truth part. Most of the time, you play just for points, but if you're interested in playing with me, I can send you Amazon gift cards instead of points when you complete a challenge." I said, not sure what to think of it. But next to me, Brody said, "Sure. Sounds like fun. How much are we talking about?" "How about 50 bucks for each completed challenge?" "50 bucks?" I exclaimed. "Yeah. Why not? You're cute, it's lots of fun, and it's not like I can't afford it. Daddy will pay for everything I ask him to." "Okay. Cool," I said, "when do we start with the challenge?" "How about tonight?" Brody looked at me, and when he saw me shrug, he said, "Sure. But how do we know it's for real?" Mandy smiled and said, "If you show me your dicks, I'll send a $20 card." "Our dicks?" I asked, a bit surprised. But it started to make sense now. She wasn't giving us free money. We had to do something to earn it. And she said that the challenge would be interesting, and it was suddenly clear how interesting. She must have noticed our hesitations because she added, "If you do it, you'll get the gift card, and I'll show you my boobs. That way, you'll know I'm serious." "Deal," Brody said without asking me. Of course he didn't have to ask because there was no way I'd give up on seeing real boobs on a girl. But we were also taught to not show this stuff online. This might end up online and haunt us for the rest of our lives. But boobs. "You won't post this online, will you?" "Of course not. It's just the three of us. I just want to have fun, remember?" "Who's first?" Brody asked. Mandy's screen was dark again, and I could feel my boner twitch from anticipation. I was going to see boobs. And in the back of my mind, I was a bit excited about seeing Brody's dick. I was curious what it looked like after all these years. Her picture returned, and I was treated with the hottest thing I ever saw up until then. Mandy smiled at us with her small chest pushed forward. I had absolutely no clue about cup sizes back then, but looking back, I guess she had a big A, small B cup. My heart was twitching wildly inside my boxers, and the movement in the corner of my eyes confirmed that Brody had the same problem. But damn! That girl looked hot, and she was showing off just for us. "Your turn, boys," she said with an excited undertone in her voice. Brody got to his knees and grabbed the laptop screen to point down the webcam. I kept sitting on my feet, still doubting if this was the right thing to do. Brody looked back at me over his shoulder and said, "Come on, dude. You sure?" I asked softly. "She's showing us her tits. And there's 20 bucks coming our way. Don't wuss out now, man." I was still hesitant but knew Brody was right. I didn't want to be the pussy that gave up such an opportunity. So I got to my knees and sat close to my best friend. Our hips touched, and I could see our boxer-clad midsection in the webcam frame. "Ready?" Brody asked. "Oh yeah. Show me the money," was Mandy's excited reply. Brody acted first and started pulling down his boxers at his hip. I started pulling at my own but kept my eyes locked on Brody's front. A couple of moments later, his cut boner sprang free and bobbed up and down in front of him. It looked longer than mine but also a little thinner. His dickhead was small and pointy, whereas mine was thick and blunt. The moment my boner was released, and I looked down at both of them, I saw that I was indeed shorter but much thicker. Brody's pubes were more prominent than mine and covered almost all of his pubic bone, whereas mine was just a tiny but dark patch above my dick. Our boners were moving up and down with our heartbeat, and I couldn't deny how much I liked the view of our hard cocks next to each other. "Wow," Mandy whispered. We sat like this for a few seconds, unsure what to do. My right arm hung behind Brody, and I almost touched his butt. The gay thing was still an issue to me, so I lay my hand on his right hip. Immediately, Brody copied my action and laid his left hand on my left hip. We kept each other balanced this way, and it felt amazing to hold onto my best friend's naked body. "You look great, guys. Can't wait till this evening." Somehow, this was our cue to pull up our boxers. Mandy didn't react, so I changed the angle of the screen so our faces were visible again. "You don't look too bad yourself," I said in an attempt to be as smooth as Brody, but I quickly realized that I failed miserably. "Gotta go. Daddy will be home soon. The gift cards are coming in a minute. Back at 11? 11 it is," Brody said. "Later," I said. "Later, guys," Mandy said, and her hand went to her keyboard. Her screen went dark, and Brody and I looked at each other. Without saying anything, we immediately started giggling like little girls. After the silliness was done, I said, "Damn. She was hot. I do her here and now," Brody said, acting all tough. "Sure." At that moment, both our phones beeped. I grabbed mine and looked at the push message. It read that I received an Amazon gift card worth $20. "She already sent it to me," Brody said. "Yeah. Me too." We were quiet for a few moments, and my boner was twitching like crazy. I couldn't get the image of her freaking hot boobs and Brody's long, slim boner from my mind. "This was hot," Brody softly said. I rubbed my hand through my hair and said, "She looks fucking hot. I mean, those tits. Man." After a little more silence, Brody said, "If I was alone now, I'd jerk off in under a minute." I chuckled at that and replied, "Under half a minute, Nate?" "What?" I replied, feeling the tension rise. "Do you want to jerk together? I mean, I really need it," Brody said with an urgency in his voice I couldn't place. But I was leaking loads of pre-cum and needed to get off too, so I whispered, "Me too." "Let's lay down," Brody said and got on my bed. I laid down on the bed and looked to my right, where Brody was lying. He looked at me for the first time since we started this and looked insecure. I was as horny as I ever was. I probably wasn't thinking clearly because of that, but I didn't want to wait any longer. And since Brody saw my dick a few minutes ago, I was no longer afraid to pull down my boxers. So I did just that, and with an obscene sound, my hard end slapped against my belly. Brody looked down at my exposed boner but didn't make a move yet. "You got a good one, dude," he said. I looked at him and was lost for anything else to say. So I said, "Thanks." "Sorry," I said that with Mandy. "It was. You know. I really don't care. It was fucking hot. And now, I really need to," I said and gripped my hard end in my fist. Brody got the hint and started to move. He slid down his boxers, and I loved how big it looked on a small frame. But I was so worked up by now that almost anything would turn me on. So I blamed it on that. Not that I cared. I needed to get off, so I slowly started stroking myself. I heard Brody's boxers hit the floor, and he gripped his dick, my eyes glued between his legs. His technique was about the same as mine. Only he turned his wrist a little right before he reached the tip of his cock. When he moved back down, his wrist turned back. "This is hot," Brody said between his pants. "Oh yeah." I panted, "You do it the same as me. I see that. Ah." I had my eyes locked on Brody's beating hand. And as I quickly glanced at him because this might be gay, I immediately learned he did precisely the same as me. Sometimes play with my balls. Brody panted and brought his left hand into play. This meant his elbow touched my side, but he didn't react. I let out a soft, involuntary moan and tried to focus on his left hand. He started toying with his balls, which I never did while jacking off. So I figured I should try that too, and the moment I cupped my balls, I moaned again. "Feels. Ooh. Good, huh? Oh yeah," I replied, not taking my eyes off his shiny dickhead every time it stuck out of his fist. "Close, dude." "Oh. Me too," I replied as my balls started tingling more intensely than they ever did before. "Here. Ah." Brody hissed. I looked wide-eyed at his dick as spurts of cum started shooting from its tip. The first one flew out with such force it hit him on his chin. The next hit me on my arm, and the warm liquid, combined with my heavily panting and coming friend, pushed me over the edge. "Ah!" I groaned and had to close my eyes as the intensity of my cum overwhelmed me. Shot after shot landed on my chest and belly, and feeling the warmth and softness of my best friend's body next to me, was both comforting and hot as fuck. I never came so much in hard in my life before. "Fucking hell," Brody whispered. "Holy shit. That was great, Nate. I'm glad you wanted to do this now. Otherwise, I would have probably exploded," Brody chuckled. "Yeah. I couldn't get Mandy out of my head, man," I lied. Yeah. Right. Her tits are amazing. Can't wait to see her pussy. You think she'll show us?" "Dunno. Sure hope so." I reached beneath my bed and grabbed the towel I kept there. I wiped myself and tried not to look too obviously at Brody. But seeing his softening dick lying on his thigh, pointing toward me, and his glistening cum on his body was hotter than I wanted it to be. I hesitated slightly about what to do with the glob of his cum that had landed on my arm. Obviously, I knew how my cum tasted. But I was curious as hell about another boy's cum. Did it have the same texture as mine? Was it just as sticky? Did it taste the same? But there was no way I could do this without Brody noticing. So I wiped it off just as I did with the rest and handed Brody the towel. "Thanks," he said and started cleaning himself. While wiping his chest and belly, he asked, "What do you think these challenges are? I mean, if she's willing to pay money, I'm guessing it won't be just showing our dicks and pulling a stupid face, dunno," I shrugged, "I guess we have to stupid things with our dicks out. Like running around, bouncing it up and down, showing our asses, that sort of stuff. Maybe jack it a little in front of the camera." "And would you do that if she'd ask?" I was quiet for a moment to give Brody the impression I was thinking about it. Then I looked openly at his dick and said, "Yeah. I think I will. I mean, I never thought that jacking together would be so much fun. And we get paid to do it this way. But we need to convince her to show how she does it. I'm not only in it for the money, you know?" "Yeah. Me too. And you're right. This was pretty neat." I didn't want to make it weird, so I pulled up my boxers that were still around my ankles and got up. The ruffling behind me told me Brody was doing the same. But when I turned around as I was pulling up my sweats, Brody was facing me, and his dick hung over the waistband of his boxers. After a long moment, he eventually pulled at the waistband, and his dick disappeared from view. Was he showing off? Or did I read into something that wasn't there? This was getting confusing, but I couldn't deny I was much more interested in my friend than I was this morning. "Nate, Sup? Let's, you know, make a deal.
A deal?
Yeah. Mandy is hot, and we both wanna, I dunno, impress her. But let's face it, we're never gonna meet her in real life.
So?
Why don't we try to not outdo the other? It's fun for both of us. And if we stop treating it like, you know, a battle, I think it's even more fun. I was glad he said this. I didn't know how to bring it up, but I thought the same. So I playfully bumped him on his shoulder and said, "Deal. We're a team here, so let's work it out together." We both got dressed, headed down and booted the PlayStation. I didn't want to talk about it, and Brody also seemed to avoid the subject, so we were up for a lot of shooting and shouting in front of the TV. Part 2. "You sure they're asleep?" Brody asked as we quietly crept out of bed and booted the laptop.
"Yeah. Mom probably took her sleeping pills, and Dad never gets up once he's in bed."
"Cool." We had decided to ditch our shirts but kept our sweats and underwear on. We didn't want to make it too easy for Mandy.
"Hey, guys!" Mandy said enthusiastically when our Zoom session came online, and she openly checked us out, looking good. She was in a hot red bra laced around the edges and looked smoking hot. Her broad smile, as she checked us out, made her look even sexier.
"Hey, you! What's with the bra?" Brody asked. Mandy laughed and said, "You'll have to earn that one, guys."
"Fair enough," I said. "What kind of challenges do you have in mind? Nathan and I have been talking about it, and we're curious."
"I'll let you know in a minute. Just know you can each earn 50 bucks when you complete one."
"Yeah. You said so earlier? But if I have to stick my dick in a meat grinder for that, it won't be worth 50 bucks. You know what I mean?"
"Duh.
But don't worry. I promise it won't be anything like that." Mandy said, "Tell you what. Why don't we start out with the first challenge? This one is simple. Get completely naked and show me." I looked at Brody, and he simply nodded. Brody said, "Sure. We'll do that. But only if you take off your bra and show us your tits."
"Oh? Is that all?" Mandy smiled, and her screen went black. I didn't know why she had to turn off her camera to remove clothes, but frankly, I didn't care. When she came back online, she was topless again, and I heard both Brody and myself softly suck in a breath. We ditched our sweats, and moments later, I was eyeing Brody's boner again, and I could see he was doing the same.
"Stand up and back a little. I can't see you this way."
Brody and I got to our feet and made sure to stand in the frame. With our hips touching, we stood there, and I placed my left arm over Brody's shoulder. Now we were standing there almost in the same position as yesterday. Mandy looked pleased and almost purred when she said, "Yes. Nice.
We're done?" I asked.
"Almost. Now you have to grab your dick and give it a couple of tugs as if you're jerking off." This time, I didn't hesitate. My right hand gripped my boner, and I slowly slid it up and down over my rock-hard pole. It was sexy as fuck to do this in front of this hot girl and with my best friend's body touching mine. I looked down at the action, and seeing both of us jack slowly, showing off our nude bodies, sent shivers down my spine.
Fucking hot, guys.
I was already feeling the familiar buildup. I wasn't close or anything, but I wouldn't last very long, either. So I asked, "Do we need to go, like, all the way?"
"No. This is fine. You can stop now. Challenge completed."
"Already?" Brody asked.
"Yep. I'll send you the first cards now."
Moments later, the buzzing of our phones confirmed the arrival of the cards. This was easy. And I was getting used to being naked. And since Brody didn't bother with getting dressed, neither did I. Without wanting to sound too eager, I asked, "Are there more challenges?"
"Sure.
Ready for more?"
Mandy asked.
"Bring it on," I said, and Brody just nodded.
"Listen up. I already warned you about the challenges. So don't freak out, okay?"
Brody said, overly exaggerating his worries. But to be honest, I was a bit anxious about what she was planning. So I had my guard still up as I waited for her to tell us about our next assignment. "You guys need to face each other, and..." Her dramatic pause was more comical than it made me anxious. But when she said, "Jerk each other for 30 seconds while you make out," my heart skipped a beat. "What?" I asked, a little too loud. "Don't worry, bro," Brody said and smiled warmly, "we've got this." He turned to his right to face me, and the camera faced his left side. My heart was in my throat from excitement, but I didn't want to let on that I actually wanted to know what it was like to be jerked. "Alright. I guess," I said, acting insecure and turning to face him. Brody looked me in my eyes, and a mischievous twinkle in his eyes was all the encouragement I needed. "Go for it," Mandy said softly. A second later, it was almost as if a shot of electricity hit me on my dick. I wasn't prepared for this sensation but couldn't suppress a low moan when Brody's fingers wrapped around my shaft. "It's warm," Brody whispered. This was the first time since I was a toddler that someone else touched my dick. And the great tingles that spread throughout my lower body were so mind-blowing that the mental block I had with touching another boy's dick completely vanished. So I tentatively reached out with my right hand. My fingers brushed Brody's dickhead, and he sharply sucked in a breath. But the spongy and pointy tip of his cock was so interesting that I didn't want to stop there. I wrapped my fingers around his shaft and was amazed at how hard and, at the same time, soft it felt in my fingers. This was something I never realized when I gripped my own cock. Sure, it was hard. But the soft skin surrounding it was always just there and went unnoticed. As I was feeling him up, the fact that he was a little thinner but longer than me was immediately clear. But other than that, his dick felt remarkably the same as mine. And I loved feeling him sliding up and down in my fist. "This is hot. But you also have to make out, guys," Mandy softly said. At this point, I didn't care if making out with Brody was gay or not. I was horny. His hand on my cock was hot, and jerking him was maybe even hotter. So I looked him in his eyes, and the way he looked at me told me he was in the same place as I was. I tilted my head to the right, and another bolt of electricity shot through my body when our lips touched. Focusing on jerking and kissing him simultaneously was difficult, so I decided to focus on our first kiss. The sensations on my dick were there, no matter what. And I could always jerk off after this. But kissing was something we'd never do if we weren't forced like this. Right before we started kissing, I saw the clock in the corner of the screen. And in my head, I mentally started counting down from 30. I liked doing this so much, but I didn't want to give Mandy more than she'd pay for. About 15 seconds in, Brody's lips parted, and his tongue pressed against my lips. I instinctively opened my mouth and pushed against his tongue with mine. If I thought kissing and jerking was amazing, Frenching and jerking was infinitely better. Brody and I moaned into each other's mouths. His fist was now massaging my dickhead, and a tingle shot from my balls to my asshole. I wasn't coming yet. Far from it, amazingly. But this tingle in my balls almost felt the same. My inner countdown was at zero, but I didn't want to quit yet. So we went at it for another 5 seconds before I reluctantly pulled back. I opened my eyes, and after Brody opened his, we looked deep into each other's eyes for a moment. His eyes got a wicked look as our heads moved away from each other. There was a sticky fluid I knew well by now between my fingers. Only this time, it didn't come from my dick. After a moment of hesitation, I rubbed it between my thumb and index finger and stuck it in my mouth. Both Mandy and Brody were looking at each other, so I figured I wouldn't be noticed doing this. Brody's cum tasted almost exactly the same as mine. But the naughtiness of having my friend's pre-cum in my mouth added another level to the experience. "How did we do?" Brody asked Mandy, and he was panting from the intensity of what we just did. "Another 50 bucks for the two of you. Well deserved, guys." Two pings from our phones confirmed the arrival of the cards. I wasn't going to say this, but I wouldn't mind doing these things without being paid. "What's next?" I heard myself hoarsely ask. Mandy said, "you'll have two." Her pause was getting on my nerves, so I said, "just spit it out." "Look. I'll double the gift cards. So it's 100 bucks for each of you. Do we have to kill someone?" Brody asked with a broad smile. In the corner of my eye, I saw him scratch his balls absentmindedly, and a drop of precum was hanging from the tip of his slightly softening boner. But the fact that Mandy was willing to pay us double worried me a little. "Of course not, silly," she giggled, "you each have two." She cleared her throat and said, "Give the other a 30-second blowjob." My heart stopped beating for a second when I heard this. Did I have to put Brody's dick in my mouth? What if it tasted like piss? But then again, I'd have my first ever blowjob too. But this was definitely gay. This was all a bit of a mindfuck. But when Brody said without hesitation, "Okay, we'll do that," butterflies filled my belly. I could only nod at the camera, but Brody kept talking, "But you will have to show us how you finger yourself." "Deal." Her screen went black, and Brody whispered in my ear, "This will be so hot. We'll see your pussy." "Yeah," I timidly replied. Seeing her fingering her pussy would be hot, and I'd sign up for that at any time. But sucking off my best friend was more on top of my mind now. Seeing how Brody reacted to all of this was both unexpected and comforting. Apparently, he wasn't concerned with sucking each other off being gay. And he also didn't make it a secret that he liked what we did. I was thrilled that I wasn't the only one enjoying what we did. We simultaneously sucked in a breath when her camera came back online. We were looking at the middle section of her body. At the top, her boobs were still almost entirely showing, and the image ended a bit below her butt. She had spread her legs and parted her lips with her fingers. The index finger of her right hand was rubbing the top of her slit. Because of that, we couldn't clearly see it, but it was evident she was rubbing her clit. "Wow! That's fucking awesome!" Brody said softly. "I'll keep doing this while you do your part. Maybe I'll even come from watching you," she said seductively. "I'll go first," Brody said and didn't leave room for arguing as he knelt down in front of me. "Who will be timing?" I asked as my heart tried beating out of my chest. "You'll do it. I'll be too busy here." I grabbed my phone and opened the timer. I set it to 30 seconds and hovered my thumb above the start button. I looked down at Brody sitting at my feet. He looked up at me, and a look of horniness and anticipation oozed from his face. My dick twitched hard from watching this, and I couldn't wait for my dick to disappear into his mouth. Brody looked at the screen and asked, "Can you see it all this way?" "Oh yes. I can see it, alright. Ready when you are." Brody looked up at me again and, without hesitation, grabbed my dick at its base and pointed it toward his mouth. 3, 2, 1, I said and pressed start. But I never took my eyes off Brody's face during this countdown. It was as if I watched him move in slow motion as he opened his mouth and moved his head forward. All I could hear was the beating of my heart, and all I could see were his lips as they wrapped themselves around my glands. The warmth surrounding my cock as his lips moved further down was unexpected but extremely pleasant. I briefly tore my eyes away from his lips and looked at his eyes. He looked deep into mine as he took more and more of my cock in his mouth, and a twinkle in the corner of his eye told me he enjoyed this tremendously. 26. 25. I kept an eye on the timer as I felt a drop of precum leave the tip of my dick. I was worried that this would put off Brody, but when a moan resonated on my dick, and he kept going, I knew he was fine with it. The tip of my dick touched the top of Brody's mouth, and he must have been running out of throat quickly. That much registered in my brain. 22. 21. Brody's nose touched my pubes, and it was now obvious my whole cock fit inside his mouth. He didn't gag or anything, and the warm moist surrounding my dick was better than anything I could ever imagine at that time. He started moving his head back, and my dick started sliding out. His teeth briefly touched my shaft, but it was nowhere near painful. I read stories about it being painful, but Brody knew he had to be careful. It was barely there, but it was actually kind of a turn on. 18. 17. My dick was now almost completely visible again, and only my dickhead was still inside my best friend's mouth. Brody's eyes moved down from mine, and he started focusing on my shaft and pubes. 15. 14. Brody sucked a little but moved his head forward to let me back in completely. As he did this, his tongue lapped over the underside of my glands and later my shaft. Ew! I moaned as I had a hard time focusing on the timer. "Fucking hot, guys," Mandy softly said. In the corner of my eyes, I saw she was still busy fingering herself. But despite what I expected earlier, I wasn't that interested in that at the moment. Looking down at my cock sliding in and out of my best friend's mouth was far more fascinating. 11. 10. I had a difficult time holding still. My hips wanted to push forward and drive my throbbing cock deep into this wonderful place. But I knew better than to do that. Instead, I kept moaning and groaning softly, urged on by the slobbering sounds of my sucking friend and the moans of the fingering girl on the monitor. Brody gripped one of my ass cheeks and pushed me deeper into his mouth. 7. 6. My dick hit the back of his throat and slid into something tight. But Brody immediately pulled back, and I could see his eyes water. But he kept on going like nothing had happened. 4. 3. As his hand still gripped my ass, his other hand grabbed my balls and gently started toying with them. "Oh, fuck. This is hot," Mandy murmured, but I couldn't care less. I wasn't close to coming, but it wasn't far away either. But the great thing was that it almost felt like I was coming the entire time Brody sucked me off. Brody was bobbing up and down as the timer approached 0. 1. 0. I hesitated a moment, but this had to be fair, so I tapped him on his head, and he pulled back. The hand that was cupping my balls grabbed my dick by its base, and my dick left his mouth completely. It was covered with spit and glistening in the light of the monitor. Brody looked up at me and smiled broadly. As he let go of my dick, he said, "My turn." We were still looking at Mandy's pussy with her fingers working the insides of her folds. It was hot to watch, but I wanted to know what it was like to have my friend's throbbing cock in my mouth. Mandy moaned softly and said, "Keep going. I'm getting close." This snapped us out of our trance, and I dropped to my knees as Brody stood to his feet. We didn't do this deliberately, but it must have been a funny sight to watch. In front of my face, Brody's dick pointed upward, slightly bouncing up and down with each heartbeat. Seeing it up close made me realize that his dick didn't look that different from mine. Sure, it was a little longer, but the blue vein on top looked like mine. The place where his dick had met his shaft was a little longer, but other than that, it looked like mine. His pubes were a little denser than mine but not much different. His pointy dickhead was actually the biggest difference for me. Mine was blunt and broad. His was slender and pointy. This observation took me just a few moments, and Brody's ready? Above me was my cue to finally get started. I was a little scared the taste would put me off, but judging by how Brody reacted to me, I was less afraid than when we just started. I reached out with my hand, and my fingers trembled when they gripped my friend's dick by its base. While Brody kept looking at me as he slipped his mouth over my dick, I couldn't tear my eyes away from the rigid pole jutting from his groin. I opened my mouth and moved forward. The moment Brody finished the countdown, my lips touched his glands. Its soft, sponge-like texture was interesting, to say the least. My lips opened wider, and I moved my head forward to let him enter my mouth. When my tongue touched the tip of his dick, I was pleased it didn't taste like piss. Far from it. I actually liked how it tasted. More like skin with a hint of saltiness. And when a drop of precum came out and hit my taste buds, another shot of electricity shot through my body. Brody softly counted down like I did, but I couldn't care less. I'd suck him for as long as it took for him to come. I wanted him to come. I wanted to feel what it was like when he shot his cum down my throat. I wanted to feel his cock twitch and a soft moan shook me out of my trance, and I slowly but deliberately took more and more of him in my mouth. My tongue was lapping over and under his cockhead, and my lips moved over the veins of his hard dick. Another big glob of precum came out, causing me to moan involuntarily. My fingers let go of his dick's base, and my hand moved to cup his balls. My other hand grabbed him by his ass, and I marveled at the softness of his skin and the firmness of his muscles. I hadn't planned on deep-throating him, and the way Brody reacted when he tried it with me wasn't exactly appealing either. But somehow, I needed to try. I read some stories online about blowjobs and how you needed to relax your throat, so I might as well try to put this into practice. So when his tip was at the entrance of my throat, I inhaled deeply through my nose, tried to relax, and moved my head forward. His pointing tip entered my throat, and I had to suppress a gag reflex, but I quickly recovered. A minor popping sensation and another gag reflex confirmed he was in. This, combined with a loud moan from my friend, made me feel proud and powerful. I gently squeezed his balls, and when my nose hit his pubic bone, and his pubes tickled my upper lip, it was clear this was it. Brody placed one hand on my head, and his pelvis started moving back. I assumed this was happening on instinct, but I would have none of this. I was in control here, not Brody. So my hand on his ass pushed him back, and he immediately got the idea. Within a heartbeat, he was completely inside me again. I moved my head back and forth a few times, causing him to moan each time he entered me. But my throat started feeling sore after a while, so I moved back and let him slip from my mouth. His dick almost slapped against my nose, but I managed to grab its base before it slapped against his belly. I started licking from his balls to his tip while I looked him in the eyes. The look on his face was one of pure lust. I had no experience at this point, but that look was clear as day. I kept on licking it like a popsicle when he whispered, 5. 4. I didn't hesitate and wrapped my lips around his head, and laughed furiously over his dickhead. I was once again treated with lots of precum, which I swallowed eagerly. Moments later, he tapped me on my shoulder, but this didn't register. I kept blowing him and loved every minute of it. He tapped my shoulder again and softly said, "It's time, Nate." Reluctantly, I pulled my head back and looked at the glistening boner of my best friend. I wanted more but needed to find a way to finish and where Brody would let me do it. "That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be," I whispered as I got to my feet. Brody gave me a knowing smile, and we looked at the webcam again. Mandy had moved the camera, and we were looking at her face again. "Fucking hot, you guys. I came twice while watching you." "Glad to be of service," Brody smiled, his boner still bouncing with the beating of his heart. "There's one thing left, right?" Mandy said with a wicked smile. "What do you mean?" I asked. "The money shot," was her simple reply. "Oh. Another 50 bucks when you jack and shoot so I can see it, but..." "Uh-oh," Brody said. "Since you two are so good at this, I'll make it 100 bucks when you make the other come." This comment lingered a bit. I knew I wanted this, and since we already crossed a lot of lines this evening, there was no way we'd give up on another $100. But I still didn't want to look too eager, so I softly said, "I'll do it if you'll do it," and looked at Brody. He smiled broadly at me, softly squeezed his dick, and said, "Of course I'll do it." We repositioned the camera and figured that the easiest way to it was, with what Brody called, a reach around. As we proposed this, Mandy said, "I don't care. As long as I can watch you come." "Who's first?" I asked. "Do me first. I'm already on edge after you. You know." This was both awkward and a big ego boost at the same time. I mean, I was a great cocksucker, but I sure as hell wasn't going to brag about it. I handed Brody the towel, and he laid it on the bed in front of us. I checked out his tight ass when he bent over to grab it, and I liked how white and soft it looked. Brody sat on his knees, and I scooted up behind him. With my right hand, I reached around him and grabbed his still slippery cock. The hesitation there was earlier was now entirely out of the window. I checked the camera to make sure Mandy could see it all. As I started sliding up and down, Brody whispered, "Get closer." So I did just that but made sure my cock stayed clear from his ass. It was challenging to find the correct rhythm, but my spit on his dick made it a lot easier to jack him off. "Closer, dude," Brody whispered again after he moaned loudly. His left hand reached back, grabbed my ass cheek, and pulled me closer. This made me almost lose my balance, but after a little clumsy back and forth movement, we were good. My whole body was pressed against Brody's back, and my pre-cum leaking cock was trapped between our bodies. My dick pointed upward, and the underside was nestled between my best friend's ass cheeks. But sitting like this, I could properly grab his dick, and it was almost as if I was jacking myself this way. "Oh." Brody moaned and pressed his body back against mine. He laid his head on my left shoulder, and his breathing became ragged. A couple of deep and soft, "Oh. Yes." Oh. Yes. Ooh. Yes. Came from his throat, and his lower body started moving all over the place. But I just kept on pumping his cock. His movement and the friction between our bodies was having its effect on my own cock, but my main focus was on getting off my best friend. And judging by his grunts and how he was now fucking my fist, it wouldn't take him much longer. Ooh. I'm. Oh. It's. Brody grunted. I picked up the pace a little, but as soon as I did this, his fucking motion stopped, and his body froze. I felt his dick fatten in my hand, and a heartbeat later, it started twitching furiously. Under my fingers, I felt the first burst of cum shoot through his dick. Brody pressed his head firmly on my shoulder, and a loud hiss filled the room. I kept pumping, and four more spurts left his dick before I slowed down my pace and gently milked him. The pressure between our bodies was gone because Brody leaned forward to catch his breath, but I was extremely close to coming. So close that I actually had to scoot back so Brody wouldn't accidentally brush against my dick. I looked at my hand, and there were a few globs of my friend's clear, watery cum on there. So I made a point of showing it on camera, which made Mandy purr again from excitement. After Brody got his breath back, he looked back at me and smiled hornily. Fuck, dude. That was good. I didn't know how to respond, so I replied with a short, cool. Your turn. He said excitedly and moved over so I could take his spot. Go for it. Mandy said. Before I could react, Brody's entire body pressed against my back. His sweaty chest was warm, and his stiff nipples poked against my skin. His semi-hard dick with drops of cum on it was pressed against my lower back, and his shaft was nestled between my cheeks. I fucking loved it. But when his hand sneaked over my right hip and wasted no time gripping my rigid cock, I heard myself moan. His left hand and lower arm gripped my chest, and he pulled me firmer against him. I also had to lay my head on his shoulder this way, and when he whispered, "Come for me," into my ear, a shiver went through my entire body. Feeling someone else work my tool like this was beyond everything I ever expected. Brody used almost the same technique as I did when I jacked myself. He focused on the tip but alternated this with long strokes over my shaft. And that twisting motion of his fist was terrific. Oh. 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 Ohhh. I heard myself moan as I involuntarily started fucking his fist. Brody didn't change the pace or grip. He just kept stroking in a steady motion. Only his barely audible, "Yes, come." In my ear was a sign that he knew how close I was. I'd usually speed up or grip myself firmer at this point. But now that I wasn't in control, a whole new set of emotions shot through my body. I needed to come, and I needed it badly. But there was no way I could influence this other than by begging. So I grunted a little faster, but this didn't make Brody do anything differently. He kept stroking me slowly but firmly. Tingles shot all through my body by now, and with my right arm, I grabbed Brody's head and pulled him close to me. But when his tongue started licking my ear, I lost it. The lack of control, the tingles, the buildup of the evening, and the closeness of my best friend pushed me into the end zone. Ah! I heard myself moan somewhere in the distance. Ah, yes, Brody moaned. I usually kept stroking until the first shot came out, but Brody stopped right before that. This put me in some sort of no man's land for a moment, more like what you'd expect in the eye of a tornado. I was completely over the moon, and my whole body was on edge, but everything froze for a second until my first spurt of watery cum joined Brody's on the towel. Brody's hand had left my torso and gripped me firmly by my balls. It didn't hurt or anything, but it enhanced my orgasm significantly. At least 5 spurts left my cock, until Brody finally slowed down his pace on my still throbbing cock. I had to lean forward to catch my breath, and the feeling of his hard cock against my lower back and ass caused my boner to twitch furiously again. Holy shit, I grumbled, trying to catch my breath. Brody held his hand in front of the camera, and Mandy said, "You guys earned every penny." This was so fucking hot. We simultaneously grumbled a thanks. "No need to be shy, guys," Mandy said, "thanks a lot for the show. I'll get back to you for more, okay?" I was a bit surprised by the sudden change in the atmosphere, but since we had both just gotten off, I guess she had seen enough.
"Sure. Thanks for the fun game," Brody said as he sat back down on the mattress, and the money.
"You earned it. Bye," Mandy said cheerfully, and her screen went black.
"Bye," I said, still a bit out of breath. Brody and I looked sheepishly at each other, and moments later, we burst out into silly giggling. I glanced down at Brody's still hard dick and noticed I was also still stiff as a board. Usually, after I came, my horniness was gone entirely, but looking at our naked bodies, I realized I was still worked up. And as it turned out, so was Brody. I saw him looking at my cock as he absentmindedly toyed with his pubes. I felt like a weight had been lifted from my shoulders after what we did. I wasn't afraid of being labeled as gay. Heck, I didn't even know if I was gay or not. I just wanted to have fun. So I reached out, grabbed Brody's dick, and looked him in the eyes. "Mind if we have some more fun?" I asked. I gently pushed Brody onto the mattress, and as I lowered my mouth around his hard cock, he put his hands on my head while I started deep-throating him for the second time that evening. But this was certainly not going to be the last time we had fun together. On the other side of the country, the Zoom session was disconnected, and after a deep sigh, the headset came off. "And? How was it?" a voice said as the sound of approaching footsteps got louder. "This new deepfake shit is fucking amazing," a middle-aged, slightly overweight man said as he started loosening his bright green gimp suit at his neck. The man who approached the first checked the computer and said, "Just 640 bucks? What did you get?" "Oh, I got plenty. If I pressed, I think these boys would even do it for free. But it would have taken too much time that way." "What do you think?" the first man asked. "At least 15 grand for this. Maybe more if we cut it at the right moments and make more clips out of it. And I think I might get them to do anal next time, so we might want to wait for that." "Good. What's next?"
"I'm working on a boy and a girl. Cousins, I think. They're gonna be online in half an hour. So first, I'm gonna grab some coffee."
"Sure. Good work. I'm gonna check with Dave. He was working on two girls. That looked promising too. Later." The end.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the author know you liked the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.
Jason feels he needs to say something about this story. "I wrote this story because someone sent me three clips of two boys having fun in front of a webcam. They seemed to enjoy themselves and had fun like I used to have with my friends when I was younger. Just innocent exploration of their sexuality, only they did it in front of a camera. At first, I didn't think much of it, but then I heard one of them say euros excitedly, and they started doing the next thing. It was in a language I didn't understand, but it opened my eyes. Someone was paying them to do what they did. This eye-opener is the main reason I wanted to write this story. So, I'm sorry for the darkish ending on this one, but I felt so stupid for falling for this that I know I'm not the only one. I'm not trying to be some moralist here, but since the stuff we read on this site isn't exactly socially accepted, there might be a thin line here, and I feel obliged to speak up. So, it's okay to read or fantasize about all this, but when real kids are involved, you know what I mean? Needless to say, I deleted the clips.